we're going to interview Sandra Lee about her short documentary. It's a personal journey about her experience being diagnosed with breast cancer. Very personal story and courageous one. Sandra Lee is here with her sister, Kimberly. Well, okay, let's just jump right into this. So you were diagnosed with breast cancer. When was this that occurred?
So we're here at Sundance with my first film, which is called RX, Early Detection of Breast Cancer Journey, or A Cancer Journey with Sandra Lee. And I was diagnosed in the spring of 2015 in March when I walked off a big photo shoot, a set, on a Friday. And on Monday, I had to tell this woman I had hired to run my production company what was going on, because I couldn't hire her. And she was a big deal, like, really big deal in the industry. And if you know Kathy, she's this tiny little thing. She's like, we're shooting this.
Yeah, she's super cute.
And Kimmy, when I was talking to Kimmy on the phone the Friday I was diagnosed, she was literally,
she literally called me on the phone to tell me that she was just diagnosed with breast cancer. And I literally was on the phone physically packing a bag. I dropped everything in my life, packed a bag, and got on a plane. I didn't even think about anything. I dropped everything, and I was just there. And I didn't leave until I knew she was okay.
That's a good sister.
So she was in every doctor's appointment, of which we taped. Mm-hmm. So I immediately went online. And what I couldn't find online is what I felt I needed. And that was a reference, a path. Some kind of guidance from another woman who had gone through breast cancer. That weekend I was diagnosed, before that Monday I just shared with you, Emperor of All Maladies aired on PBS. And that was a Ken Burns documentary. And it was, by Monday, I was pretty convinced of what I was going to do, given all the women who had come before me and what their journey had been and what they had done for the privilege of my generation to be able to be cancer free. Mm-hmm. I knew what I had to do, and I knew why God had me watching that in that moment.
Well, here's the thing too, is that we are all guilty for Googling anything. Mm-hmm. We try to diagnose ourselves. We try to get online and try to figure out what's going on and try to diagnose ourselves before the doctors tell us what's going on. So when you went online, you couldn't find what you were looking for.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm used to, like, kind of figuring it out and taking the lead and making my decisions. But there was nowhere to find what I needed. I needed to see other women have an operation I was going to decide to have and go through the motions. And I decided, you know what? This doesn't exist, so mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. So we tape recorded every doctor's appointment. We tape recorded the surgery plan. We had cameras in the room when I walked into the surgery. We recorded the operation.
All the emotional up and downs, the hospital, the at home, everything.
Yeah. And a lot of things I couldn't remember. So Kimmy, thank God, was in the room.
That's true. Because once you hear you have cancer, you kind of black out. You kind of don't hear anything after cancer. And it's really hard to hear that, or really hard to say it. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's funny how after the fact we'll have this discussion. She's like, I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I'm like, I remember, which is why it's so important to have someone like myself, an advocate, who is there, who's aware, who's listening, who can comprehend, because they are not. So really, in this situation, I was her sister first, and then I was her advocate, and then I was her healthcare provider, really.
Well, having learned through this, obviously you're somebody who takes the bull by the horns and wants to educate yourself, inform yourself. Doing this documentary is very personal. You know, you're letting the world in to see a very painful, uncertain, scary time, because you don't know what the outcome is while you're doing this. What did you want to make sure that other women who might be watching this documentary would get from it? What did you want to make sure to deliver in that?
First of all, that early detection is everything. Mm-hmm. You must go in and get your mammograms annually so that you can get an early detection if cancer is going to come your way. And it is an epidemic. And all the doctors do say that a great deal of it is in our environment, and we don't have it in our family.
No.
So I've been the first person that I've ever known that's even had this. And a lot of times you check out when you hear breast cancer or any kind of cancer, mm-hmm. if it's not part of what you do. But now one in eight
8 women have it, which means somebody in your family is going to get it. Someone you know is going to get it. It's an epidemic. Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with it? And if you're going to get it, deal with it early. Deal with it aggressively. You have to be as aggressive with a disease as the disease is aggressive with you. Mm-hmm. And I wanted women to see the bad and the ugly and then the good, because you can recover if you have an early diagnosis. Mm-hmm. If you don't do your annual mammograms and your annual checkups and they don't catch it in time, it is a completely different outcome.
Yes. Several doctors have told us, and they've showed us, that they have done mammograms and testing on women from 1 year just to the very next year, how they can catch it in time. And it's, as long as they catch it early, they can eradicate it.
They can save your life. They can give you the life you're supposed to have. So I'm going to 93. Mm-hmm. The Bible says you can live to be 120. That's what my grandma always said.
93, good goal.
I'll take 93. I'll take 93, and I have a feeling when I'm 93, I'm going to be like, I really want 101.
Yeah.
But I don't want it unless I have you.
Aw, thank you.
And so where are you now? Can you talk about that?
I'm cancer-free. I decided to do the aggressive surgery that I did because I don't want to do radiation, because like the chemotherapy and the radiation, all those things is just not what I wanted in my body. So I had the cancer early stage in 3 different areas, unrelated, growing independently of one another. Mm-hmm. And I decided to do a double mastectomy, even though I had cancer only in one breast, because I just don't want to deal with this again. And they didn't find it in the lymph node. And you'll see that in the operation. I mean, this documentary is not for the faint of heart. I'm very concerned that my nieces and nephews are here. They're going to see it. And it's a lot. You know, you see everything that happens, but you need to have that reference if you're a woman.
And courageous one. Mm-hmm.
Or a man, because men get breast cancer too.
Or a sister, or an aunt.
You need a reference.
Or a best friend.
You need to understand how to be a great sister, an advocate.
An advocate, yes. I mean, and that's the problem, is a lot of women do not realize what they're in for. It's hard to predict, and especially for you, you're so in control of everything, that when it comes to this situation, there is no control. You have no control of any of it. So I really respect you for putting this out there and making yourself vulnerable so other women can benefit from it. Because like myself, I like to know what's going to happen in the very end. And it's really hard to predict it. So it's nice to see someone's true story, their journey from the beginning to the end, and reality and what it happens. And she's very exposed. And that is very scary. It's very scary.
Well, you're a very public person, you know, with your career. People know you. And so it's very generous of you to share it. Considering your whole journey, what experience or information, what surprised you? What has stuck with you that you didn't see it coming? Or,
you know what really surprised me? I found breast cancer liberating. Because when you see me on my shows on the Food Network, and you see me when I go on Good Morning America, you always see the hair and the makeup, and by the way, great extensions, just saying. Nobody has hair
well,
like
you
that.
You did get an award for hair and makeup.
But you don't see the real person, the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I found it very liberating to live my life without having to be all that all the time and like just be a human. Mm-hmm. And I find it very liberating to be a sister. And a sister to even women and men. I don't even know. I find it liberating and important that we're showing and sharing with our girls that are up and coming and this next generation, because it is about our environment. Every mm-hmm. doctor says it's about the environment. And, you know, my other sister, her name is Margaret Cuomo Mayer, wrote a book called A World Without Cancer. And that is a book that talks about all of these elements that surround us, whether it's what we put on our hair, what we put on our face, what mm-hmm. we put in our bodies, all of these things. We don't know. is it the pesticides that go onto the fruits and vegetables? You know, a lot of people think, and what they say to me, which is like amazing, so did you have to change your diet? And I go, no, I'm eating out of a can every day of my life. It's
You're pretty healthy.
I eat healthy. I always ate fruits and vegetables. I always had a nice, like, meat dinner. Like, it was always a starch, a protein, and a meat, and some kind of vegetable. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to be thoughtful. Your meats don't have hormones, don't have antibiotics. You have to be thoughtful that your fruits and vegetables don't have pesticides. And my sister has always been this way.
Mm-hmm.
Her child, when he was three, could tell you how many tablespoons of sugar.
Grams of sugar he cannot have. Any dyes, any artificial anything. Yes.
So it just is, I think that it's really important to
pay attention
and show and share your journey. And it's not always pretty. But the reality is we can all save each other, one another's lives, and we can all contribute to the health and the beauty and the happiness of people that we don't even know by making sure that we do expose ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I did. My job is to help people.
And that's what this documentary is all about.
Go to the Sundance website, find out where and when it is playing. It sounds like a wonderful documentary that you don't want to miss out on. Okay.
So please, please, and bring your daughters. It's important that the message of being on your game when it comes to your health is important. So please listen to me. If that's all you take away from this, go get a mammogram, please.
Every year. 1 year can save your life. 1 year.
Excellent. Well, education is power, right?
Yes. Knowledge, education.